What's up, everybody? This is Kai from Unschooling with Kai, and I'm here with Dangus.
My name is Daniel. Daniel the Manual.
Daniel the Manual.
How's it going, everybody?
Sup.
This is our third
mini cast
type episode of season 5.
Yeah.
That's crazy that we're on season 5.
Well, it wouldn't be like it if you're counting MH3 Hairlines.
Oh, well, we did have a bunch of mini casts, but we're in season 5, episode 3. And today we're going to, the question is, you want to ask it?
Why does Scrooge say Bah Humbug?
Scrooge and Bah Humbug. It is a weird word.
Bah Humbug.
Have you said it in normal conversation before?
No. Never.
Before we jump into that, I want to give an update. One of our questions that we never answered, and this is pertinent right now because the Phillies are in the postseason.
Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies!
And our question was, do walks count as an RBI? If you get walked and the bases are loaded and someone gets forced home, does that count as a run batted in for you?
And is it?
Is it? Does it?
I don't know.
Really?
Well, on that stop home run, there wasn't a walk, so I didn't see.
That's a good point. There was a grand slam.
Grand slam. That's the second in the postseason.
He slammed his bat down.
We should just make a whole pod. We should just make a podcast about the Phillies.
Phillies podcast.
Write that down. Actually, just write that down. We should make a.
I'm not writing that down.
Write it down.
It's not happening.
Fine, I'm doing it.
All right. So the answer to that one, do walks count as an RBI, is yes, they do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just write it down.
Phillies. You going to keep writing? All right. So important right now.
I know.
All right, back to Scrooge. Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge is a character that was created by Charles Dickens in the 1843 book, A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
1843.
It's a long time ago.
It's like 200 years ago almost.
My God.
Right? Charles Dickens wrote a bunch of other good books, other popular books, that like including Oliver Twist, Great Expectations, but this one's A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of a person was Ebenezer Scrooge?
He hated Christmas. He hated Christmas. Old man kind of?
He was an old man.
Old man type.
An old stingy, meaning like he didn't, like greedy.
Yeah.
He was an old greedy man and just generally.
Wasn't there a movie about Scrooge?
There's so many.
Like?
So many.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because Christmas Carol was really popular.
Popular.
And generally, Ebenezer Scrooge was just like a cranky old man.
Mm-hmm.
Cranky old man hated like Christmas. Like, just like me.
Just like me. So. Yeah.
Not like you at all, because like a week ago you were like, Dad, can we put the Christmas tree up yet?
And
I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes. We have
Pump the brakes, Bob.
We have a month until.
And then we had a whole talk about it. We're like,
We did have a full talk.
Full talk.
Until Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have. What's the next holiday after Halloween?
Thanksgiving.
And then a month until Christmas. So we got a lot of time.
Pump the brakes, partner.
Anyway, so Kai wants to know, why does Scrooge say that? And so to figure out why he says that, we kind of have to figure out what Bah Humbug means.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the sake of interest, like where it came from as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Bah means like.
Go ahead.
They're like, nah, I don't like, or something like.
Bah is like an exclamation, like. Like
that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or nonsense, or something like that, mm-hmm. or ah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Bah itself is like a complete thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Bah Humbug is like two separate sentences, mm-hmm. or two separate thoughts. So, Bah means like.
No, or.
Or, oh, or geez, or something like that, right?
Exactly.
And then humbug is is humbug has been around. Like, one of my first thoughts was that Charles Dickens, the writer, created humbug, mm-hmm. or created the whole thing by mm-hmm. humbug. Mm-hmm. And then it just, because that happens sometimes. Some authors do that.
Like,
and
make
then,
words.
Yeah, and then words get used from that.
Like Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Slytherin, Hogwarts. Wait.
But those words are used in context of talking about Harry Potter, mm-hmm. right? Yes. But, like, other words
we
that...
We should make a Harry Potter podcast.
A Harry Potter.
Like, episode.
Harry Potter. Yeah. All things Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. We should, so that's two. A Phillies episode and a Harry Potter episode. Oh my goodness. We can make a whole series.
Okay. I'm writing Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to humbug. Humbug had already been, like, kind of widely used at that point. I'm not going to say widely, but at least used by people. It was already a known word.
Not like now where we don't really say.
So A Christmas Carol, the book was written in 1843.
My gosh.
But as early as 1751. So 100 years before that, the word may have been used.
Wow.
Humbug means... a hoax mm-hmm. or deceit, kind of deceptive, false talk, fraud. And all that means is like lie mm-hmm. or is someone trying to trick you, mm-hmm. right? And humbug can also be used as a verb. Like, man, I was humbugged last night.
Isn't that yeah, funny? That sounds weird.
We should start using this word.
Humbug.
Bring it back.
Yeah, let's revive it.
We'll say it in other episodes.
Yeah.
Ah, bah, humbug.
Yeah.
So, again, bah humbug would be like saying, like, nonsense, that's complete fraud, or mm-hmm. that's all deception.
Bah humbug.
Yeah. Christmas is a total deception. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what
Scrooge
was saying, because yes. his nephew, I believe.
Yes. Jacob Smarty Pants?
I can't remember the name. His nephew comes in, and he says, Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. Uncle.
Yeah.
And
or was it like Godfather or something? I know.
No.
It was uncle.
Because his uncle, yeah.
Nephew, yeah.
And he says, bah, humbug. Basically, like, I can't believe you believe in that thing. That's mm-hmm. a total mm-hmm. lie, a total deception.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to its origins. We don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We don't really know where it came from. And, like, for example... we know that in about 1751, Oxford and Cambridge students were using it as slang.
Bah humbug, bah humbug.
But again, like, a lot of sources basically say origin unknown. Here are some possibilities, though. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Wait, when was the Revolutionary War? 1777. And then when was bah humbug first said or something?
1843.
No, bah humbug.
Oh, 1751. So before the Revolutionary War.
Huh, okay.
People were like, war is breaking out. And they're like, bah humbug. I don't believe you. I'm staying in my house.
I bet someone that was like fighting in the Revolutionary War, they were like, bah humbug.
You have to go to war for us.
Bah humbug.
All right. So here are some possibilities of where it came from. One is that... in Hamburg, Germany, during...
humbug.
During wartime. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
What?
Because then it would be like pre-war wartime. I'm not sure what war they're talking about. But okay, I'm just going to say it. In Hamburg, Germany, they created a lot of bulletins
mm-hmm.
and propaganda that had a lot of lies in them.
And that's bomb.
And they printed them. And then also they made a bunch, or possibly also, they made a bunch of coins that were fake.
Oh, okay.
So fake or lying. And in Hamburg, and Hamburg sounds a lot like humbug.
Humbug. Humbug.
And if you think of like an England accent, you know, humbug. An English accent, they're going to be like, humbug.
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 So that's a possibility.
Humbug.
Right?
Scrooge humbug.
Another one is mixing a couple languages, I think like Norse and something else. And
what's
it comes.
Norse?
It's like. I want to say it's northern, like somewhere up in Sweden. That's a good question.
Somewhere around there. Okay.
Somewhere up there. But basically an older language.
Okay.
What is Norse? Okay. So with using two words from two different languages, you could possibly get night ghost. And that kind of sounds good for example, A Christmas Carol,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know the story, but in the story, Ebenezer Scrooge is this hardened,
mm-hmm.
terribly cranky old man that doesn't believe in Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then during that night, three ghosts of Christmas.
Isn't there a song about that or something, or a movie?
It's called A Christmas Carol. Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Three that ghosts one. Visit him, the ghosts of Christmas past, mm-hmm. so Christmas a long time ago, mm-hmm. where Scrooge was a young boy, and then current, the Christmas. Ghost of Christmas present, mm-hmm. and then the ghost of Christmas future?
That makes sense?
Anyway, night ghosts, these are kind of ghosts or spirits that visit mm-hmm. him in the night.
So that makes sense.
It sounds like it could be right, mm-hmm, right?
Maybe.
And then finally, in Italian, if you are saying the word or the phrase lying man,
mm-hmm,
a man that's lying, that in be... Italian, it's uomo bugiardo, which okay. looks or sounds a little bit like wombug.
Wombug. Well, it's a one, if there's one humbug. One bah humbug.
Yeah, all that. Everything that you said.
Bah hog.
So, that's what we got. Yeah. Bah humbug. We know what it means.
Harry Potter episodes.
And what does Norse mean?
Sweden language.
Some sort of a Swedish type area type language.
I thought you were quizzing me.
And then we have question wall questions that'll come up.
What if we just pick one right now?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
How do they load receipt paper?
Nope. All right. Thanks for listening to us.
Yep.
And if you have any questions, you have any questions you want us to answer,
mm-hmm.
possibly,
mm-hmm.
or anything to correct on this episode or past episodes,
mm-hmm.
or you want to tell us that we are the coolest people in the world.
Yep, we're being totally humble. We're being totally humbug.
Humbuggle. Then feel free to reach out to us. Our email is unschoolingwithkai@gmail.com.
Jinx! Daniel Tamas Muller.
All right.
Yep. Peace.
Bye.